Simply put, the economy has hurt business. And when business drops, so does mail volume. Nationally, there was a 4.5% drop in mail volume last year, which comes to about 9 billion fewer pieces of mail than 2007. The United States Postal Service is this year supposed to see an even sharper decline. A drop of 9% has already been reported for the first quarter of 2009. Marge Olke is spokeswoman for the U.S. Postal Service in Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. She says her region's mail volume is expected to be 17 million fewer pieces than last year, and officials are now considering ways to cut expenses. This includes condensing mail routes, figuring out the best staffing and distribution of carriers for every region, and encouraging early retirement among certain workers
that are at least 50 years of age and have at least 20 years of service, or at any age with 25 years of creditable federal service, because no layoffs are planned whatsoever.
Olke says last year, the Postal Service cut about 600 workers in Wisconsin through early retirement and attrition. They aim to have at least the same amount this year. She adds, for all the changes, the most people will notice will be delivery times for their mail. It'll come earlier or later, depending on how their area is squared off and what carriers are assigned to it. Olke says the changes have the backing of the National Association of Letter Carriers and will be enacted soon. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.